T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
So we have a weird relationship question we need to get out real quick. It doesn't even have to be a relationship. Do you... Okay, I got to look at everybody but Steve.
What?
Because it's technology related and you're just going to like give me that puppy dog stare here and a high-pitched noise.
You guys go do your thing.
do you share your location with anyone? Like your sig other or...
Yes, not my sig other because he doesn't have an iPhone.
You can't share it with a non-iPhone
I've
person?
I've never attempted.
There is some...
You would date a non-iPhone person?
Yeah. Oh my God, we need to kick that boy to the curb. Because like, no, isn't there some sort of Google thing that brings iPhones and Androids together? There's some sort of... Duo or something? Is that what it's called? Does anybody know what that is?
Is it like an app that you install and it translates it into...
Intermediary. You've got to keep them like... Yeah. Bring them close slowly.
Can I tell you something? Do you know about the whole green bubble, blue bubble thing? Have we talked about this before?
Oh, in the text thread?
Like if you're texting fellow iPhoners, they're blue bubble.
They're blue, yeah.
And you text somebody that's not, they're green. Do you know why? Apple did it on purpose when they first came out with iPhones because back then... iMessages were free, but text messages, your carrier was charging you, depending. Mm. So they wanted you to know, look, you're talking to a green bubble, it's costing you, and then you'd convince your friends to stop being a green bubble.
Brilliant.
Mm. And they, even though everybody's got unlimited text now, they're still leaving it green because they're trying to make you feel like, I don't like my green bubble friends, and I don't. I do not like my green bubble friends.
OMG.
Because if I'm in a group text with 27 people and 26
person,
are blue and one is green.
Well, and if one person reacts to I hate it.
Oh my God.
It's like Slacker loved an image. Or
yes.
Like,
instead of not, it just putting the love on the image, it sends a text because there's one damn green bubble in the group.
Annoying.
It ruins everything. And then videos when you send, the green bubble
so
makes
pixelated.
It all compressed and pixelated. They make the videos cool if you're talking to fellow blue bubbles, but if you got a green bubble in there, it's all of a sudden, oh man, they were taking this video from the Hubble. It's terrible.
It's heinous. Would you refuse to date a girl?
I would never.
Green bubbles
I didn't want to be friends. I think I might have one green bubble friend.
You purged
and
all
you know who you are. You're on your way out. You I'll get yourself a damn blue bubble or get out. Even if you have to be a drug dealer and have a separate phone. You're not going to be my friend if you have a green bubble.
Huh.
You're not. I got to go through my phone. I'm telling you right now.
Purging green bubble people.
I am. It's time to lose the green bubbles.
But anyways, yes,
sorry.
I do share my location with some blue bubble friends.
Randomly?
Constantly.
And that's because in case you get like kidnapped or hurt or...
Originally it was, but then it was just like, I don't know. I don't care if they see where I am. They don't care if I see where they are.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you ever check their location?
Yeah.
So they share back?
Yeah.
Steve, do you understand how nervous Steve is right now? He's like, how many people am I sharing with?
Yeah.
I don't think you're probably sharing with
how
anybody.
Do we know? Can we?
You don't want me to? here, give me your phone. I want to see if I remember your passcode. Let me see if I can figure it out again.
Oh, it's like a super long one.
Okay, like, I'm in.
Thank you. That took a narrow second.
let me go into settings. So I still, for the longest time, should I say his name on the air?
Yeah.
I think he's the general manager of Polestar now.
Oh, Stephen Powers.
Cars. Yeah, let's say his whole name.
Oh, Stephen.
He lives off of, I think he just figured it out because every once in a while I would send him a cryptic text like, hey, how's Huntington Beach? And he would be like, how are you doing that? Because he forgot. We went to Vegas one time.
That's right.
And he shared his location and didn't, when you say you're going to share your location, you can do it temporarily.
Oh,
but he didn't.
Mm.
Are we supposed to be sharing our location with people? I don't think I do. My wife doesn't. Should I be doing that?
I'm going to say I think it's kind of a good thing when you have kids, it's a good thing. Like, you want to know where your kids are at.
Yeah.
So they have to share with you.
Tag them, track them.
And don't you think it's sort of a quid pro quo?
Oh, it's like a relationship.
Don't you owe it back?
Relationship like a landmark or a... when you get to a certain point in a relationship that comes up, hey.
I don't know, because it's kind of a fine line between, like, I trust you so much that you can track me wherever I go, and then I don't trust you at all.
Yeah, it does feel a little...
There's a fine line.
Creepy, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Steve has his turned off. I had to go into his settings, and you have share my location turned off. The downside of that is, if you lose your phone, you're never going to find it, because you have share my location.
I'll
just throw another grand at Jobs' family.
Steve's been trying to lose his phone for months.
I just don't... I'm going to say, like, I stop at... Okay, for you, Steve, you're 10 times worse than me. You probably stop at a lot of places you don't want people to know you stop.
Okay. Yeah.
So then you...
Yeah, that's good.
On the flip side, you should want people to find you just in case something happens.
Yeah.
I don't,
when it's like the last... We haven't heard from Steve and we ping your phone and it's in Castle Rock right next to an It's Your Move store that sells Yahtzee games. We know what kind of weekend you had.
Math weekend.
And we know why we're never going to see you again.
Does it show every location that was up until that?
No, we don't. It doesn't track you in real, unless I was watching it the whole time.
Okay.
But I just felt weird. Like if I let my kids see it and then I was stopping at like Target to buy my son a PS5 or something, he could see that I'm stopping at Target.
Okay.
I don't want them to see where I am,
okay,
but I want to see where they are.
Okay.
I don't think it helps. I don't know. Because here's the thing where I'm not sure if this is a good thing or a bad thing in a relationship. We had a coworker that was going through a divorce and he suspected something was going on.
Okay.
And he went to one of those spy stores and bought like a, I don't know what it is.
The magnetic tracker.
Some sort of, yes.
Oh, like a tracker?
Yes.
Oh,
I think it's magnetic.
I didn't know there were spy stores.
Yeah.
They're definitely, man,
they
do you remember when there used to be spy stores in the mall?
Yeah.
Like you walk up and like the front of it is all like, there's metal detectors and other fun, like, hey, just do your thing. And then there's like, oh, look at this Kleenex box. It's a camera.
Yes.
Look at this iPhone plug.
It was wicked.
It's a camera.
Wow.
It was
like,
wicked.
It was all that stuff. And he got a GPS tracker and he put it on her car. And he came to me and said, if you're ever in this position, don't do this. Because he ceased to exist. Like, he was obsessed with seeing where she was at every moment of every day.
Okay.
And I feel like if you knew where your sig other was, like, how would you not check it?
Okay.
I think Aaron's giving it to enough fringy people that they're
not. I just checked. They're all at home.
Your home? Because there's another thing about this that we're not talking about. You can geofence them. So even if you don't want to watch them all the time, you can go, I think my friend buys drugs from Castle Rock. So you can say, you can set up a geofence around Castle Rock and say, alert me when Jenny...
Gets within this
amount of Castle Rock. Or you can say, alert me when Jen leaves home. And it's like, so you don't even have to want to check. It's just like, boom, she's left her house.
But I can see it driving you crazy too. Because then you get to the point where, okay, well, it says her phone's at Target, but what if she ditched the phone and she's going, she's hiding.
100%.
She's and you just slowly descend into madness.
Because then he would leave work to go check to see if she had dipped on her phone.
Dang. Especially with the car. Maybe she parked the car and then she's walking somewhere.
And he would like, I think she left her phone in her car and met up with her boyfriend. And because her boyfriend also did the same job as she did. And like,
jeez.
I don't want to say on the air. He doesn't work here anymore, but he told me, he was like, don't ever. So I think this is a bad idea. Does this story say it's a good idea or a bad idea?
This doctor says it's a decision that's giving a lot of people some anxiety. It's an issue that comes up with a lot of patients.
I don't. She's,
yeah.
I think we just start. Let's start with Steve. Like,
what?
Steve, you let the three of us track you.
What? You don't want to know. Where I'm going.
We'll only set a geofence around Castle Rock.
Wait.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.